listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today I want to talk to you about an event in the life of Moses and ask you the question, did you go? Here we go, Exodus chapter 4, verse 18, where we read this. So Moses went and returned to Jethro, his father-in-law, and said to him, please let me go and return to my brethren who are in Egypt and see whether they are still alive. And Jethro said to Moses, go in peace. I want you to notice the first three words of Exodus chapter 4, verse 18. So Moses went. Those first three words of verse 18 are simple words, but there's a lot of power behind them. So Moses went. Moses had a dramatic experience with God out in the desert. God met him in a miracle. There was a bush on fire, yet it was not being burnt up. Moses heard the voice of God speaking directly to him. God gave him three miraculous signs. All of that's pretty spectacular. But when the fire fades from the burning bush, when the voice of God is now silent across the desert, then it is upon us to obey and to do what God has told us to do. More than one person has had a spectacular burning bush type experience and then went on to live as if it never happened to them. Moses was different. We read, so Moses went. God has poured a lot into you. He's given you a call and a promise. But did you go? God has put people and needs on your heart. You see them. There's something you should do about them. But did you go? Perhaps God has told you to stay a while and wait. Well, did you do that? Sometimes we won't do what God tells us to do because we don't see how it's all going to work out. But Moses had little or no idea what would happen when he agreed to take the Lord's call. Could he see the Egyptian army closing in and God parting the Red Sea through Moses' own hand? Could he see the song of victory, the water from the rock, the manna from heaven, the battles that would be won through prayer? Could he see the vision of God on Mount Sinai, the voice of God from heaven, and the tablets of stone along with the golden calf? Could he see the tabernacle built and the priests consecrated? Could Moses see the spies sent forth into Canaan, the response of unbelief, and the 38-year sentence to wander in the wilderness? Could Moses see a lonely climb to the top of Mount Pisgah, where he would die looking out over the land of promise, but never actually setting foot in it himself? Could Moses see the honor of sitting beside the Lord on the Mount of Transfiguration? Well, I believe at this moment in Exodus chapter 4, Moses didn't see any of that, but he trusted God enough to take the next step without demanding that God tell him the whole plan. Nevertheless, by faith, Moses went. So we should obey without knowing all the answers ahead of time. And God helping us, we will.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.